evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy Joey Fresh. Yes, death, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for jumping on, listening to your boy all around the world, right in the palm of your hands. I was looking at the analytics, and I want to give a good shout out to everyone in America, all to my listeners in France, Sweden, Scotland, you know, and every part of the world. I see one up to a lot of people listening to my podcast. It's really a blessing, and I thank you so much for taking your time to listen to my segments, my podcast, my different episodes. You know, honestly, this is a amazing platform. Working on to get the vlog going with the videos and everything like that, and starting to have it more on YouTube. But you know, there's one step at a time, and that's what redirects you. When you want to do something, you have to work hard to get to it. And I'm not going to stop until I achieve it. And I know that you got to be persistent on what you want. I even talked about how you always hear about manifest. It's easy to manifest. It's easy to have a goal. But when you basically achieve it by executing, when I say execute, you got to put it into action. Know your target, know your bullseye, and go for it. Think about it once and attack it. Wow, I know last episode on By Design was really impactful. Thank you so much for all the people that were in part, that were also being a part of it. Shout out to Josh, my bad. Well, shout out to my boy Manny, all my brothers and sisters. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as I go into this new segment, so I want to remind you, if you haven't subscribed, it's $4.99 a month. I would love for you to subscribe. It will help the channel and help the platform to generate and also donate monthly as a subscription. That's going to help this platform more by your help, and I really appreciate it, and I thank you so much. This one's really hard, and the reason why this one's really hard is because last Monday to today, my world stopped. My world stopped when I found out a tragedy happened with one of my family members. Fortunately, he's not among us no more. He's in heaven, watching all over us, all over his family, me and all the friends as well. You know, I'm still mourning over it. Still hurts me really bad. It hurts because I loved him so much. A lot of family won't understand the connection that we had. And I understand that. Because it was always me and him. We always talked about it. Messenger, how you doing? How you doing? You want to go out? Just go out. Young age, 21. You know, at least I made one of his goals was to drink with them for Halloween. The week after his birthday. No, a couple days after his birthday. I invited him with our other cousin to, you know, just celebrate before I come back to California. He was able to watch my dog. And why do I talk about this? Why am I sharing you something that's so dearly to me, so part of me? It's because we don't understand the storm we're walking into. The different type of categories that when we see storms and we're part of it. This one's actually a hurricane that was in it. Man. Being part of a hurricane emotionally. It's been a lot of things out of control. And it's not the same without him here. He was a young individual that was so ambitious on being successful to help his family. He was so eager to give his last dollar to his brothers or his sister, to his grandma, to his uncle, to his whoever that needs it, his friend. And when I heard that phrase, he will give his shirt off for you to have it. And you know, honestly, I think that phrase right there said so much about him that was so dearly, because he looked up to me. And I took him under my wing and tried to teach him the game as much as I can. And you know, it's certain people that learn the game. And you always want to know is that if you're being coachable and teachable, you know, if people are going to absorb it, learn it. And, you know, we all wanted something. We wanted something to benefit the whole family. To change the culture, to change the generation. You know, I was really dearly with his mom. I love his mom. She was my cousin, my first cousin. And, you know, when we lost her like 12 years ago, you know, he had to be the man at a young age to lose his mom, to step up. And he did everything he can for his family, his brothers, sisters, grandma. You know, there's things that you do in life that sometimes you have to sacrifice. Others, no one will understand the things you do, but only you. And I know sometimes the other people, other family members or friends were like, will never understand, like, why are you doing that? Or, you know, why are you not putting it something else or something like that? You got to really understand that you're devoting for what you're going to change. I so inspired him because see him evolved year after year. He's like, hey, cuz, I got this new job. Hey, cuz, I lost this job. But he always called me when he had an obstacle. What should I do? How should I overcome it? And, hey, look, cuz, I pray with you. I guarantee you're going to have something brand new. And then later, within 4 or 5 days, I got something new. I'm so excited. You know, just hearing the joy, you know? But when the hurricane comes, man, I tell you, you have to have a firm, strong structure. Your life has to be rooted in the ground, because when it comes and shred you all down to your last root, you really start contemplating and being doubtful and hopeless. And the reason why I say that is because you've spiraled down. And it's just not that event. It's just one after another. So after that, I was having bad family issues. You know, they think because I live in California that I'm successfully rich. And I'm not. Eventually, I will get there, but I'm not now. You know? I'm working day in, day out, by the grace of God, trying to navigate the way I, the way he needs me to go. The way he needs me to go. Piling more drama on top, more problems on top of my situation. And it was just coming in all different directions. You know? But how did I cope with it? How am I able to be able to share? I know it, an average statistic says an average person to get to finish mourning over a loved one that has passed, friend, family, right? An average, it takes up to 6 months to 2 years for you to get over a loved one. But I've been by myself for the past 7 days. And that's the hardest part when you're by yourself. No one to, you know, when you hug someone to need that hug to release all that emotions that have been built up. Without that, you basically store it in. So what I've been doing is it's been working out at the gym for 3 hours there. Going hard, and I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, I do have my moments, my emotional moments. To all my gentlemen out there, we have been so brainwashed on reflecting our emotions to not cry, to suck it up, to man it up. And I encourage you to embrace it. Embrace your emotions to yourself and let it all out. If you feel comfortable by yourself to just let it out and release it, honestly, I encourage you to do that. Because all that buildup will basically damage you in the long run. And when you focus on that energy that you could apply it and put it where it needs to, that could be in your business, that could be your in the gym, that could be where you want the energy to go. You know, you have to really redirect that to put that into action. Because the more that you don't recognize it, the more it's going to build up, and you're going to get an ulcer. There's so much physical damage you're going to do to your body, right? You can even have a high blood pressure, even put your body into a shock, right? Because you're not releasing, you're not letting all those emotions out. And you can also tear a muscle because all that stress and buildup. I am sharing the experience I have holding in a lot of emotions. So what I've been doing is I tear up. I tear up when I'm at my home because I miss my cousin. I miss him. You know? It's really sad because I would love to see within 5 years what he would accomplish. He accomplished so much the 5 years we've been together, the 6 years we've been together. You know, he came from Wisconsin to San Antonio. And then I was like, what, cuz? And meeting all the family and but like I said, release it. Understand you need to let it go. So why I felt more at peace and able to share about my loved one and the hurricane that I'm in. I think this hurricane has to be like a category 5. So that's the name of the segment, being in a category 5 hurricane. You know, like, it's like one event and after, like, I purchased tickets to go to the funeral, but using Apple Pay, thought that I could purchase it. The airline says, oh, we get glitches sometimes. It's going to take at least 2 to 3 days for it to go back into your account. That may have to miss the viewing to say my farewell. Another event, you know? But why am I at peace now? Why do I share my experience through this hurricane? It's because the only way for me to release is my therapy of sharing my experience for those who are being part of it too. Sometimes we don't understand the storm that we're in, but we understand that the purpose of learning about yourself, self-love. I love myself. I know that I'm able and capable of getting myself out of this by self-loving myself. I'm not going to lie, ladies and gentlemen, I did have some of those thought bad moments of suicide. But then again, I would not feel accomplished if I knew that my cousin would be so upset with me if I would have done that. Next week is going to be my birthday, but next week's going to be the 1 year anniversary of when I almost committed suicide. I said that in my previous episodes, I overcame it. But I share that with you because losing someone dearly, it's not the same. But here's the good thing. I know it's not the same, but the good is that you bring love together. You bring love together. And that love is those that haven't seen each other in a long time that will be in one place for one time. And I'm saying that because I feel it in the spirit. Sometimes we don't understand why our loved ones perish, but instead of looking at a loss, look at it for love. Because you're going to only remember the love and best memories you had with them. And of course, regret's going to be the biggest one because you wish you would have spent more time. You wish you would have called. There's that what if factor. Instead of thinking about the what if, focus on the what now. What did we did now? What kind of memories we built together? I'm happy that we did build a lot. And I'm happy that I'm not going to let that go. And knowing that I can hear his voice. And going back to why I was about to finish, about to relate back into this, is why I'm at peace. It's because I had a dream about him. I had a dream. And I want to share this with you on my podcast. Is that I think it was Wednesday. Right, I just couldn't. These past 3 days, I just couldn't. I wasn't eating. I was really, emotional disaster. I was just a mess. I was messing up at like when I was doing my DoorDash. I was messing up orders. I had to drive back. I this and that, And I had a dream about that. It's crazy how when you have those visual, real dreams, right? So, I was driving to this customer, right, to deliver their order. And I answered the phone off my vehicle, and was my cousin. He's like, hey, cuz, how you been? And I was like, hey, cuz, you know, I messed up. He's like, oh, how? I gave the wrong person the wrong order. I'm going back. He said, no, it's okay. And I was like, nah, I just keep messing up. My mind's not right. He was like, oh, you're going to be fine. And so I got to the lady. It just, you know, this dream felt so real. And the lady understands. She's like, accidents happen. And I was trying to tell the lady, sorry, I just lost my cousin. My grandpa's in the hospital. And at that moment, I was losing words. I was losing words when I was trying to talk to her. And I got back in the car and she said, it's okay. And my cousin's in the speakers, right? He started laughing. I could just hear his giggle. He said, cuz, I love you. And I was like, I love you, cuz, but I'm gonna miss you. He's like, I know. He's like, to everyone, I love him. I'm gonna be okay. And I was like, it's not gonna be the same. He said, it's okay. And I'm driving to get back to the right customer. Came to a stop sign. For some reason, I just felt like my body was intoxicated, right? I started like, I feel like I'm drunk. He started laughing. And I feel like I almost ran someone over, a father and son. And then at that moment, I woke up, snapping a finger, right? Oh, man. That right there was... I was crying because I was happy. I was crying because I was able to have the last communication with him. But I felt a warm sensation in my body that I felt that he is at rest and in peace. And I shared that with my cousins. If they could believe me, yes. If not, then that's okay. Now here's the other kicker. I shared that on my Facebook. I wanted to share because when you don't share something that you felt that was good for you, you don't know who may need it. Once again, like I talked about it, you not sharing is missing an opportunity for the next person next to you. So I texted that later on that Wednesday saying I had a dream with my cousin. Felt so real, but I'm happy that I felt that he's at peace. You know, 5 days later, yesterday, random. Now, this is how God used other people as instruments, as vessels, for clarity, for understanding. Sometimes that we have a vision, we have a thought, we have a dream, but we don't have that clarity, right? And it's not going to be that moment. It could be down the road, like it happened to me. So yesterday, I get this random message for the person I haven't even talked in years. 4 years. No. Yeah, 5 years actually. 5 years. She's like, Joey, I know this sounds weird and random, but something told me this to let you know that you had a dream and it was confirmed that he has passed in peace to a better place. And keep doing what you're doing and share the love. And I was surprised. I just looked at my phone. I was just like, what? And I said, thank you so much. I really appreciate this message. Many blessings for you. Thank you so much for reaching out to me and sharing what was told to you. And to all my listeners, ladies and gentlemen, you may believe me, you may not. But this is an experience that I've been in. I tell you, this is Category 5. It is crazy. Now, I know everything will work out. It may not see it will, but I know it will. Because sometimes things are prevented for better things to happen. And I talk about that. You know? I am going to get the plane tickets. I am going to be in Wisconsin. I am going to say farewell to my cousin. I am going to be surrounded with my other cousins. And my other family. You know? I know that this Category 5 is not going to stay in one spot. I know that it's eventually going to pass over and bet everything's going to come. And I felt that it's slowly being a blessing when it's overpassing, the overcast is going away from me. And I stay in prayer. I've been praying. Man. Crazy, because this Category 5 is, my grandma can't take care of the dog, my grandma's losing her mind more, losing her memory because she has dementia, my aunt doesn't want to do dialysis anymore, and it's just one after another in this past couple days. But Am I gonna let it exhaust me and bring me more down? No. No. And I wish, I encourage you, if you're walking in this hurricane, if you are experiencing this, or you already coming out of, understand this. Sometimes that we go through these life-changing events is that sometimes God is redirecting you 10 times more with a firm faith, belief of foundation. Foundation. You have to be firm. You have to be strong. You have to be the rock. You have to be the rock. Because when others don't have that firm rock, oof. It will destroy you, and it will also destroy those around you, because when they're looking for someone that they could be connected with, because they know how they could commote, they could be firm with it, they could your body will generate this type of security, protection, right? When people are looking for that, to feel more at ease, to feel more comfortable, to feel more at peace, you will radiate that. I tell you, the body is so phenomenal. But as you listen to this, I encourage you, if the first person that comes to your mind moving forward, anyone, could be your mom, any type of family members, any type of friends, or any enemy that popped in your head, as much as you have to forgive your enemy, I have forgiven my enemy. But I want to let you know, when a person's name pops in your head, shoot them a text and say, "Hey, I was just thinking about you and hope everything's okay. Have a good day." 2 lines, 3 lines. Because you have electrical vision for someone that needed something to be told, and they're thinking about you. So instead of just blowing it off, right? I'm a victim as that too. But sometimes I take that back. I've been recently been doing that when I visualize a name that comes to mind. As long as they're okay, but you're going to wow them because they are moving of understanding how this person knows. Your body does different type of energy. I'm telling you by my experience. You don't know who needs that message for them to be awoken and save. Trust me. I've saved a couple people from just a text or just a post. You know, I get some, I thank God because I love the platform that I have right now, especially on this podcast, but also my other social media. When I make some videos of encouragement and some prayers, I'll get some messages, private messages of people saying, "I needed to hear this today. I needed this to strengthen me today." And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just a person that loves a lot of people. I have a big heart. I have a big heart with a lot of Band-Aid and a lot of tape. Because this heart has been through a lot. Yes, it does have a lot of scars, but no matter how many times it's been broken, it has been scratched, it's been scarred, I just keep putting one Band-Aid on top of another Band-Aid because I am just a person with a big heart. And I give a lot of love. And I love you. I love you. As the listener, I love you because you are amazing. You are a blessing. Take a second to say, you know what? I love myself. I'm happy who I am, and I'm happy where I'm at. And it's not over yet. This hurricane will overcome my life. This hurricane will pass it, and the blessing will come from it. You know, shout out to my boy Manuel because he's also been there helping me too. Because you know, that's where God sends people your way that knows what you're going through, you've been through. So it's good to vent it out. So it's good to have that good conversation because you need it. You need to release it. Ladies and gentlemen, I keep telling you, don't let it consume you. Just release it and let it flow out. But I'm happy that everything will work out its way. I will go to Wisconsin. I will spend time with my family because it is the love of gathering. For a person that changed my life and the more that's going to come. Because his name's not going to go in vain. Excuse me. Because I'm actually going to work my ass off. Excuse my language. To make sure that I will definitely have a scholarship in his name. Because how much he he tries so hard. He's like, kept telling me, because I'm going back to school, I gotta get my, you know, I gotta get my my associate's degree, I gotta get my, you know, I gotta go back to school. You know, sometimes, and that's why I say, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we have to sacrifice to even leave school, not to get our GED, not to get our diploma. Don't feel like you're a failure. Don't feel like you're a failure. These are things sometimes you need to sacrifice for your family, for your loved ones. But if you keep saying that you're going to finish something, we'll finish it. And he kept telling me, he's like, because I'm going back, I only need almost 10 more credits, I'm done, 5 more credits, and I'm done. And I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of you. So if you haven't finished school and you want to do it, go do it. Tomorrow's not promised. Today is. Today is promised, because you woken up, you're conquering it. You are going to complete it. It's all getting ready for prepping yourself for tomorrow. You know? So, that's the goal. To get a scholarship for those that needs it. To finish school, to start a business. Because in his name, I'm not going to let it go to vain. So, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to share that. I wanted to express my emotional state, and I am blessed to say I thank you. Thank you so much. I pray for you. As I end, you know, I gotta say a strong prayer to prepare us for a new upcoming week. So, before I pray, if you love to pray, if you love to stay and listen to the prayer, I would love for you. If not, I will thank you so much. You got to know the phrase, get up and go get it. It's your boy Fresh. As those that wait to hear the prayer, let's close our eyes and let's receive. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for the listener on the other side of this phone, that you are with them to strengthen them as a rock this week. Any obstacles or challenges they may face, let them use your name to conquer it, to destroy it, and to you lead their way. You guide them each moment of their day, because you made this amazing child of your heavens, your glory, your greatness, and provide all the materials that they need in their life. Love, financials, structure, and guidance. I ask you to heal them. I ask you to guide them, because if it's not meant for them, you will move it away and let them see the light. As I say, and you're powerful, as you gave your son to us, we say, Lord Jesus Christ, amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Fresh. Thank you so much for listening to this. Share this amongst that need to know that if they're in a hurricane, if they're in a category 5, this is the moment you got to get closer to yourself, and you got to get closer to God. Because each moment you get closer is a light to be shined on you. Ooh, you already know the phrase. You have a blessed night.